This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
News this week that the FAA plans to start charging for digital aeronautical data that is currently free has raised a lot of concern among the pilot community. One of those who reacted was Radek Virzakowski, president of the IMC Club, who posted an online petition at the White House website to protest the change. Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Radek at his office in Norwood, Massachusetts. So, Radek, thanks for talking to us today. And I wonder, can you give me some ideas how you, in the course of your work, actually use the AeroNav data that that you're afraid you might lose access to?
Okay, Mary, thanks of all. First of all, thank you for talking to me. And yes, absolutely. Myself and also, as I see, you know, many other flight instructors, they use downloaded plates as a type of a supplement security insurance to make sure that they have most recent plate in training environment, or simply if you fly locally for proficiency and you don't need to have a full subscription at any given moment. And, you know, for those of us who fly a lot, yes, I mean, actually myself, I do have subscription to Jeppesen, and I do use NOS plates basically just to be current and proficient in both, you know, when I'm teaching students. Mm-hmm. But a lot of entry-level instrument students, they don't need those subscriptions. So I always suggest to them, let's say, you know, tomorrow we are going to fly, you know, this particular approach. Make sure you have current plate from that particular airport.
Okay, and you can go to the AeroNav site and download that for free right now as an individual, which you'll lose that access. Okay.
Yeah.
Under this new
proposal. And also the other aspect of this is, you know, a lot of people, including myself, we use electronic devices, and you know, that is also ease of use. So if you have instant access to airport diagram, you can make sure that you get correct, you know, frequencies there and so on. It makes things a lot easier rather than, you know, dealing with books that they may be still legally current but on the edge of being, you know, outdated, or somebody simply may miss it because then we're going back to simply purely paper versions.
So for your operations, you would be affected not only by the fact that there might be fees levied, but there's going to be restricted access to individuals to download this information.
That is correct. And actually, you know, our concern here primarily was and is that this is directly going to affect safety, because we are restricting access to safety materials. And also my view on this is that we're actually dealing with kind of user fees, because we're dealing with federal airway system, and to fly safety instruments safely on instruments in that system, you have to have those plates.
Okay, now back when I learned to fly, not that many years ago, but we had paper charts, and they weren't free. We had to pay for those, and, you know, we kind of accepted that as part of the cost of our, you know, of being a pilot. Do you think if the fees that they place are reasonable, that this is something that, you know, the user community could sort of absorb it?
Actually, I'm going to surprise you a little bit here, because I think they are not reasonable because they are too low.
Oh, what do you mean?
I think paper plates, you know, comparing to Jeppesen paper plates, mm-hmm. I think that is the area where FAA could really, you know, increase pricing rather than limit distribution. So in other words, you know, we still go there, we still buy those books, maybe not for, you know, $8, $10 a piece, maybe for $15 a piece, which is pretty much, you know, 50% increase. But at the same time, we can still suggest to our student, go and download this individual plate. Or let's say we're not sure, you know, about this plate because our book just expired yesterday, and we're going to shoot some approaches at that particular airport. So So we can still go and download that individual plate. So my concern is that if we eliminate this, we're eliminating this potential, you know, currency situation.
Okay, so so when you heard about this, you didn't just gripe about it. You went online and set up a petition at the White House website. What motivated you to do that?
Okay, what motivated me, actually, it wasn't just me personally, myself. It was a board of directors of IMC Club. And we, as an organization, all about safety of instrument flying and increasing proficiency. When we looked at it, we started discussing it. And it definitely, like I said before, we see it as a total wrong direction because we don't know exactly, you know, the exact effect. We don't know pricing, structure, and so on. But direction itself, it's wrong way. So, in other words, if we are going to be restricting access, if we're going to be putting that access in hands of just few companies that can afford this contract with FAA, then who knows what's next? And therefore, if people have reduced access, if prices are going to go up, yeah, of course, some people are not going to be affected. Some people will just simply pay more. But some people will simply drop, and they are not going to be updating as they should. And safety is going to be affected. I mean, there is really, you know, no way around it. So it's just the nature of the situation.
Okay, well, thanks for your input. And if people want to learn more and they want to find a link to this petition, where would they go?
Okay, they can go to either our website, which is imcclubs.org, or they can go directly to whitehouse.gov. And since our petition is actually gaining a lot of traction there, it's already visible. And either they can search it or they can look under recent petitions and it shows up right at the top.
And there's sort of a floor, right, on how many signatures you need to get before it gets some official attention?
Correct. We need to gain 25,000 signatures. I'm very happy right now with the response that we're getting. So if it's still going in the rate it's going, we shouldn't have any problems. But I would encourage people not to, you know, sit back and relax and rely on somebody else to do it. If they agree what we are saying, I would really appeal to them to go to that website and sign the petition.
And it's pretty simple to do, right? It's a pretty basic process.
Yes, it's a very, very basic sign up. So, you know, this way they make sure that it is a legitimate signature, so they have to put their name, their last name, and email address. Only their first name is displayed on the website. The rest of it is for their record keeping.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time, Radek. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.